Tape script 6. Six people's childhood memories. 1.
I used to like to do well just to see the look of pleasure on my dad's face. He'd say, "Pet, it's like a tonic to me when you do well. I don't know how I have such clever children." But I never felt I was being pushed too hard. If I did badly, he'd just say, "Well, what'll it matter 100 years from now that you failed your geography exam?"
2.
Whatever I did was just never quite good enough. I wasn't very strong as a child. I used to get attacks of asthma, so I couldn't do PE or games. Well, anyway, when I was 12, I was so thrilled because I was put in the second 11 for cricket. I was so sure he'd be pleased. Do you know what he said? "Second team? When I was your age, I was in the first for cricket, rugby and hockey." I felt so crushed. I just crawled away and cried. In private, of course.
3.
Our house was always open to whoever came round. You'd never know how many people would sit down to a meal. My parents were always inviting people in, and my sisters and I brought friends from school. They used to love coming to our house because they were made so welcome. There were no petty rules, and as long as we tidied up, they didn't mind what we did. We called a lot of my parents' friends uncle or aunt so-and-so. We never used to know who were our real relations. But what was so nice for us kids was that we grew up surrounded by a lot of adults, not just our parents. So we heard what they had to say, and they listened to our opinions as well.
4.
I think it started out of sheer boredom. I mean, they gave me every material benefit. Pocket money any time I asked. I had my own brand new BMW when I was 17. I wanted for nothing except their time. I mean, they were always so busy, always getting dressed up to go somewhere, and so wrapped up in each other. I really don't know why they had children. They always said I was a mistake. Anyway, I started hanging about with this bunch of yobbos, and they said, "Try it." And I thought, why not? Who cares?
5.
They finally split up when I was 4. It's one of my earliest memories. My dad sitting me on his knee and saying, "Mummy and Daddy have decided to live in different houses, and I want you to decide which house you want to live in." Can you imagine asking a child of 4? I hadn't a clue what to say, but my very much bigger brother was standing behind him, mouthing, "Say Mum, say Mum." So I did. And I never saw my dad again, except once when I was about 10, from the top of a double-decker bus. At least, I think it was him. I'm sure it was that time. Only I still keep thinking I see him all over the place. Oh, I've had 3 stepdads. It's not the same.
6.
She was like a sea of calm. Nothing ruffled her. She always had time. Me and the others would be scrapping about something and she'd say, "Okay, okay, let's calm down. Let's go back to the beginning and sort it out." So we did. And it was sorted out. I remember this school friend of mine. She fell off her bike and completely smashed her front teeth. She didn't cry because she was hurt, but because her mother was so particular about her appearance. She said, "She'll kill me. She thinks I have such lovely teeth." I thought, gosh, how weird. Couldn't bear it if my mother was like that. In fact, this friend came to my mum first, and she rang and told her mum what had happened. Fancy not being able to go to your own mum.